Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Jim Phillips here on KBEC on a very, poignant discussion on coronavirus. We are honored today to have Teresa Mooney in studio. She is Ennis Regional Medical Center's RN and the Director of Med Surgery and ICU and Quality. Teresa, welcome.
It's nice to be here.
How can we reassure our listeners that the coronavirus 19 is something, first of all, what is the virus and what should our listeners be doing about it?
Well, one thing is the virus is a respiratory virus. And for the listeners, what they can do is do the main thing of every day, hand hygiene. If you're sick, stay at home. And if you feel that you've been exposed, you know, go to the physician's office or call your physician and let him know that you might have been exposed to it.
But before you make the assumption of exposure, go through some knowledge too. Do you know somebody that has been recently to China? Have you been exposed to that person in China? Do you know for a fact that someone that you may have immediately come in contact with has the virus, correct?
That's correct. Do a self-screening.
Okay.
That's really what we want to do is self-screen. You'll be screened if you come to the hospital or at a doctor's office because of everybody being panicking about it. But let's take the panic away a little bit and let's look at the screening. First thing that we're going to ask you is, have you had a cough, a fever, or short of breath? And if you say yes, then the second thing we're going to do is we're going to ask you, have you been exposed or been around anyone that has had the positive coronavirus or the COVID-19? And if they say yes, then we're going to ask the other thing is, have they been out of the country or have you been exposed to anybody out of the country? These are screening tools that we want to use.
So what's the risk exposure to coronavirus?
Our risk is very low here in our area. We have, as of this morning, we have not had anyone in Ellis County that has been positive for the coronavirus. Your risk is higher for the flu because the flu is still available. The flu is still in our area. We still have a high risk for flu. So your risk is higher for the flu than it is for the coronavirus.
I know that a lot of people panic when they hear that there is not a vaccine or a treatment right now for the coronavirus. But the reality is these things take a little bit of time. And quite frankly, within a month now, I've heard 2 months that more than likely they'll have some type of treatment or some type of initial test going forward. Who should go for those tests? What's the appropriate action, I guess, somebody should take?
Okay, there is no vaccine, and as of right now, they're still working on it. They've got a test for it, but they don't have a pathway of medications for But with a virus, and it's with any virus, you treat the symptoms. The virus has to run its course, and that's the same here. Is what they're doing now is they're treating the symptoms of these patients: the fever, the cough, the shortness of breath. Patients who have multiple comorbidities, you know, maybe have COPD or have heart failure, they're the ones that are a higher risk for it, because they're going to have the effects and maybe even end up in the hospital because of it.
Bottom line, how can somebody protect themselves right now? What should they be doing?
To protect themselves, all they have to do is hand hygiene. Wash your hands. Use the alcohol rub if you don't have water available.
But soap and water are just as good, correct?
Yes, soap and water. The old-fashioned soap and water and a scrub your hands, that works just as well. But if you're out and about, use the alcohol rub. The other thing is stay 4 to 6 feet away from somebody. Like I said earlier, if you're not feeling well and you have a cold, stay at home. Because that way, if you have the flu and not the coronavirus, you're not spreading everybody with the flu. The flu, you could be contagious the day before you run the fever. So you're more at risk for the flu.
What can Ennis Regional Medical Center do?
We can take care of any patient that comes through the front door. And we've worked on a procedure for the coronavirus. We call it our special pathogen We call it our special pathogen precautions. So with any patient that comes through with a special pathogen or a pathogen that we have not seen before, we put them on special precautions so we can monitor them.
When people hear the word quarantine, I think a lot of them panic when they hear that word. Why is somebody put into quarantine?
The reason they're put into quarantine is just to minimize the spread of it. And it's self-quarantine. It takes the patient being at home. They're monitoring their self for fever. They take their temperature in the morning. They take their temperature at night. And they record it on a piece of paper. And the health department keeps them monitoring with them via phone. The health department doesn't, a lot of times, they didn't come out to the patients. They call them every day just to check in on them.
So self-quarantine is also then self-administering. I mean, you're counting on somebody to take it seriously and stay at home.
Yes, you are.
Good. Well, the CDC website, I know has got a lot of information out there, too. And I suggest people obviously go to that, as well as Ennis Regional Medical Center. I appreciate you for coming in. Anything else you want our listeners to know about the coronavirus or information?
Just taking the precautions, washing your hands, covering your mouth if you're coughing, use your elbow instead of your hands. Let's decrease that spread, the risk, as much as possible. But I'm one that I think the flu is a lot more of our worry than the coronavirus here in our county.
Well, I've tried to say that over and over. I know 80,000 people in China have contracted it, 100,000 people today, and I know the number will go up, have contracted it, but 60 to 70,000 of them have clearly survived it, gone back to work. Some are in quarantine. Some, unfortunately, have died, but we're still looking at less than 2% of the total population that's been exposed to it that have died.
Exactly.
So that's a good sign to it. So protect yourselves. Do the right thing. If you've got any questions, obviously call your medical professional or get a hold of Ennis Regional Medical Center. But the last thing we want, folks, is everybody running down to the ER. That puts a strain on the entire system and services.
And it does. I mean, if the listener thinks that they are, been exposed and they have screened positive, they've looked at the three questions we asked. I'm running a fever, I'm short of breath, and I have been exposed to someone that has been
to China,
positive.
To Italy, or
yeah.
or
so they,
tested.
Call the ER first and make sure, tell them where they're going to screen you. They can screen you over the phone and let you know, is it really something you need to come to the ED for? Or can you go to your primary care physician? And if you can, then primary care will be able to treat you.
Updates are at LifePoint Health every day. I know that most healthcare professionals are taking this very seriously. We're trying to get the proper information out. We're trying to get the facts out to make it, as normal as possible, if there is such a thing, and make sure that you're making the decisions based off of the right information for you as the patient.
Exactly.
Thank you so much for your time, Teresa.
Thank you very much.
I know
much.
Getting the time of a medical professional today is very difficult to get back onto the front lines of it. And listeners, thank you so much for hearing our discussion on coronavirus and what you can do. We're going to be doing more buying, selling, and trading this morning on the flea market. Appreciate you guys immensely. And with that, we're going to get back to it. Thanks for listening to KBC 1390 AM and 99.1 FM. And our good friends at Ennis Regional Medical Center, Teresa Mooney.
Appreciate you. Thank you very much for having us.
Have a great day.